Ain't it exciting?
The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzy Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith.
That's our three-piece orchestra, the piano, the stool, and the guy sitting there. Well, the sponsors are starting early with those aspirins tonight. Did you see that?
Now we bring you the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Truman?
Hello, Red. Say, what's cooking?
Must be me. Smoke don't always come out of my ears like this.
Say, people are still talking about that blackout we had the other night, Red.
Yeah.
Quite a blackout, wasn't
it? Yeah, I'll say, boy, was the streets dark. You should have seen the Scotchmen taking their wives shopping.
Well, tell me, Red, did anything exciting happen to you during our last blackout?
Well, I almost got thrown in jail for trying to turn out one light.
That's funny. What kind of a light was it?
Oh, I don't know. A bunch of soldiers were grouped around and kept shining it up in the sky.
Well, sir, it sure is hard to see in a blackout, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, some wise guy tried to kiss all the pretty girls as they stumbled along the sidewalk during the last blackout.
Now, that was a mean, low trick.
You're telling me, brother. My case comes up tomorrow, too.
Well, anyway, Red, it was a nice short blackout, wasn't it?
Yeah, on my street, the lights just blinked.
Say, well, Red, that ain't going to be there Tuesday, you know.
That's the biggest lull since the Wings program.
Say, Red, isn't your brother an air raid warden?
Yeah, I'm his assistant.
Assistant? What do you do?
Well, I bring back all the pocketbooks he think he found during the blackout.
Boy, what a night for pickpockets.
Yeah, us wolves didn't do bad either. Trouble was, all we found was other wolves. The guy next door to me was in a piano store when the lights went out, so he grabbed the first thing he could find.
What'd he get, a Steinway?
No, a bald-headed piano tuner.
Hello, Red.
Oh, Harriet, say, were you scared during the blackout the other night?
Oh, no. Say, Red, who were all those fellows whistling during the blackout?
Oh, they blow those whistles to make you turn out your lights.
Listen, my lights were out.
Oh, well, in that case, you better carry a knife. Or Ozzy.
Say, during the blackout, all the traffic was stopped, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was so quiet you could hear the mountain lion screaming above the pedestrians.
Where were you when the traffic stopped?
I like to punch the guy in the nose that told me that was funny.
I said, where were you when the traffic stopped?
Oh, I was driving along in back of a woman's driver. She was going to make a left turn when the blackout came.
What'd the woman driver do?
Well, she waited until it got nice and dark, then she put out her hand and turned the corner.
You know, Red, all that dark scares me. I keep seeing horrible sights walking along.
Yeah, you know, some of those girls in slacks don't look good in the daytime either.
Are doing their part during these emergencies, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, my brother, he's a fire watcher. You know what he did when the house next door burned down?
No, what?
Well, he got out of a nice warm bed and watched it.
Say, Red, what caused the blackout anyway?
Well, there were some planes that later turned out to be friendly.
I knew a friendly plane once.
You knew a friendly plane, Ozzy?
Yes, my uncle tried to pet it and got his head knocked off.
Poor old Ozzy. They tell me he's been blacked out ever since the stork dropped him on Hackensack.
You know, during a blackout, I had the most horrible experience.
You did?
All the way home, I thought I was being followed.
No kidding.
And then when I got home...
What?
Yeah, what a disappointment.
Yeah, you know, you see a lot of funny things during blackouts. There was one drunk who didn't know the blackout was on, see, and he wandered out in the street.
And what happened?
Well, he looked around him, then went straight up to a lamppost and said, all right, come on, turn them back on. I paid my bill. No kidding, he was so lit up, the air raid warden made him walk home under an umbrella.
I had a red nose once.
You Did Ozzy?
Yeah, I had it pressed up close to a keyhole and slipped.
Oh, you're... guess your nose hurt, huh?
Yeah, every time I see a Yale lock, my nostrils open up.
Well, next time it does, poke that gag in, will you? You know, I had some fun during the blackout came. I was standing right underneath one of the sirens and went off right in my ear.
Gosh, I bet your eardrums are still beating, aren't they?
Yeah, it was so bad yesterday I had to get Gene Cooper to crawl in the other side and even things up.
Tell me, Red, were there many people on the streets during the blackout?
Yeah, at first it was so crowded when I scratched my back, 45 people says, oh. Of course, the Women's Ambulance and Defense Corps did a great job.
Well, those air raid wardens deserve a lot of credit, too, for going around like they do,
yeah,
Red.
Boy, are they fast.
Fast?
Yeah, when the first alarm sounded, one of the air raid wardens was parked with these girls. He got out, turned out all the lights in his district, got back in again, didn't even lose his pucker.
Red, I bet some of those wardens have a tough time getting lights off, huh?
Yeah, you know, one guy's district is way up in the hills, yeah. And there was all the lights was off except one. He kept running up the hill yelling, "Turn off that light! A blackout! Turn off the light!" Finally, he got up to the top and he discovered what he'd been yelling at was Venus. I never felt so silly in my life.
I saw stars once.
When was that, Ozzy?
At the movies. Some big guy was sitting in my seat.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, he was very nice about it. He just slugged me.
You know, it must be terrible. It must be terrible trying to drive your car during a blackout, huh?
Yeah, I'll say. You know that cop used to be on the corner of Sunset and Vine?
Mm-hmm.
They're digging him out of the pavement tomorrow.
You know, I don't see how any cars could move. How could you see the traffic lights?
Well, in California, you don't know who looks at the traffic lights.
Everybody drives by instinct. What do you mean, Red, drives by instinct?
Well, you just watch the other guy, figure out what sidewalk he's going to drive on, and then try to beat him to it.
Relieved when those lights came back on, believe me.
Yeah, you know, the guy next door had an argument with his wife. She hit him over the head with a rolling pin. And the next day, I said, "How'd you like the blackout?" He says, "Which one?"
Tell me, Red, aren't you an air raid warden?
Oh, yeah. As soon as the alarm sounded, I ran over to Lana Turner's house to put out her lights.
What happened?
Well, I met 39 other guys there with the same idea. But you do see some strange things. There was a bunch of moths flying around a big electric sign on Hollywood Boulevard, and suddenly the lights went out.
What happened?
Well, the papa moth looked around, and he says, "Oh, darn that Hitler anyway. Now we're all dressed up, no place to go." There's enough good jokes in that spot, and Ozzy says, "Well, give me one." That was the orchestra play Mud from the opera Henry Clay. Tonight we're going to show how different people take walks. Long walks, short walks, every kind of walk you can think of.
Say, that sounds promising, Red. Who's first?
Well, don't look so excited. We rehearsed it four times today. First we have Clem, the fellow from the country. He's walking down the road without a care in the world. Well, here I am. Do, 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 would you like to take a walk? Do, 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 do you think it's gonna rain? Who asked you? Do, 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 do. I get a long way over the day to do. I think I'll just sit down and rest for a couple of minutes. Must have sat on a frog. Oh, it sure feels good to sit down. Just let my toes spread out like the spokes of a wagon wheel. That ain't in here. Yeah, it will be. Will be. Hey, what are you doing way out here?
Oh, just picking flowers.
Here, I picked a flower for you, Daisy Jones. Here, have a smell.
Mmm. Ah! Tim, there was a bee in there. He stung me.
Well, I don't blame him, you sticking your big nose in his flower.
Tim, kiss my nose and make it well.
Okay. Made your whole face well, didn't I? Hey, where you going, Daisy Jones?
Oh, just taking a little stroll.
Yeah?
There's lots of tourists out here.
Put the one in where you say we're going to do.
All right. Ask me where I'm going, will you?
All right, where you going?
Just taking a tramp in the woods.
Anybody I know?
Tourists out here, and when they see us, it lends color to the scene.
Yeah, is that what you're doing with so much rouge on?
That ain't rouge. I'm just naturally healthy.
Yep. Well, don't look now. You're healthier on one side than you are on the other.
Well, you're a fine one to talk. Just look at that axle grease on your head.
Axle grease? Oh, that ain't axle grease. That's me showing through the creosote.
Your hair.
Yeah, I used to, but my head got too soggy.
Too soggy?
Yeah, every time I yawn, my ears squirt. Gee, you walk nice and slinky, just like them movie stars do.
Do I really walk slinky, Clem?
Yep. You remember the night when you were slinking along and you slunk too much and you slank?
That ain't right, but it'll have to do.
Up the road. Let's summer ride and then walk back.
Oh, careful now. It might be one of them California drivers. Yep, it is.
Why? Is he driving with one hand with his arm around a girl?
Nope. Both arms around the girl and he's steering with his feet. I'll thumb him anyway.
Clem, next time don't hold your thumb so close to your nose.
Well, it itches.
Your nose?
Nope, my thumb. I'll make the next one stop. I'll open my mouth real wide. Now I'll close it.
My goodness, what happened to that tunnel?
Well, he finally got a joke. Well, well.
Maybe... We're going into town.
Yep. Thanks. You going to town?
Yeah. As soon as we find our place, we'll all go to town.
I just want to make sure I was on the right road, that's all.
What's he driving, a cow? Well, let's see. Let's turn over and see if this gets better. Oh, gee. Maybe we better walk the... Oh, here comes another guy down there. I'll lay down and pretend there's been an accident.
No, I tell you what. I'll do what the girl did in that picture. It happened one night.
All right. I guess he's never seen legs with buffalo fur on them. Hey, the next car that comes along, I'll roll up my trouser leg and see what happens, huh? Here it comes.
Hey, how much do you want for that snake?
That ain't no snake. That's my leg.
Sure fool me.
Yeah, maybe he'll give us a lift into town, Daisy Jules.
You know, you sound just like that dope on the radio.
That's funny. I was going to say the same thing about you.
All right, I'll give you a lift. One of you ride up with me, and he can ride in the back seat.
Hey, I think we better walk, DJ. I just got a faint whiff of a wolf.
Oh, don't be silly. Do I look like a wolf?
Well, do I?
Stop licking her hand, I'll tell you.
Oh, come on, Clem. If this guy gets fresh, you'll be here.
Yeah, but supposing he gets fresh with you, too.
Well, come on, get in.
Okay.
How far are you going?
Now, wait a minute. Let's not get nosy, bud. Hey, what kind of car is this, anyway?
Why, is anything wrong?
Yeah, you can't get the door closed.
Well, what's wrong with it, anyway?
Well, the front wheels are going frontward, and the back wheels are going backwards, and the spare tire's just sitting there scratching its head.
Sure is low, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's only 1 inch off the ground. Hold on now. Here we go.
Okay. Hey, hold it, pal. The bottom just dropped out of everything. Present company included. Yeah, I'd rather ride my own car.
Well, Clem, I didn't know you had a car.
Yeah, it would have been a much better one, too, if that blackout had lasted a couple minutes longer.
Say, how's your tires, mister?
They're pretty bad.
I know where you can get a brand new set of tires.
Brand new tires?
Yep.
Where?
Shangri-La.
A blowout.
You? Oh, here's another one. We won't need firecrackers around the 4th of July this year. Hey, mister, now don't you move. You were very nice to us, so we'll be nice to you. Fix the tire, Daisy June.
Clem, you fix that tire.
Well, you wouldn't want me to put my dirty fingers on them white sidewalls, would you?
Never mind, I'll fix it.
Oh, no, you won't. I was just a-kidding you. That wasn't the tire, Clem. Lord, I just overdid my bubble gum a little.
Well, so you did. Hear me? Let me wipe your neck off, will you?
Well, thanks a lot, mister.
That's all right. Do you do much walking?
Yeah, we walk quite a bit. Yeah, what?
Well, I tell you, I'm a traveling salesman for
That's
a shoe
all I
concern.
Want to know. Come on, DJ.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, old boy. I'm a traveling salesman for a shoe concern, you see?
Yep.
Would you like a pair?
Nope. This is the summertime, you forget.
But that's all right. People wear shoes in the summertime.
They do?
Sure. Really do.
When did Congress pass that law?
Come on. Look, try on this pair for size.
Well, I got pretty big feet, you know.
But try them on for size.
Okay. It's getting on there. Oh.
How does it feel?
It feels pretty good. Now, give me 9 others for the rest of my toes, will you?
Now we go to the wide open spaces where we find Deadeye walking into the Red Dog Saloon. He just got rid of the town's most dangerous... riding into the Red Dog Saloon. He just got rid of the town's most dangerous crook. Whoa! Whoa!
Oh, come on, horse, whoa! If you don't whoa, I'll shoot you. Well, what do you know? He shot first.
Yep, I'll go in now.
Howdy, boys. See what kind of drink the boys in the back room want.
They don't want no drinks. They're all day.
Yeah, well, see what kind of graves they'll have then.
Say, Deadeye.
Yeah?
Did you kill Banjo Face?
That I did.
Deadeye, did you give him an even break?
I sure did. I counted 3 and then didn't shoot till I said 1.
You know who I am, Deadeye?
I never forget a face.
Then who am I?
I don't know.
Well,
Deadeye and Banjo Face's brother, Clarinet Nose.
Clarinet Nose.
That I am.
Prove it, brother.
Okay.
A little off key there. Well, I'll be hanged.
That's just what I'm leading up to.
Now, wait a minute. I'll be hanged if I'll be hanged.
Look, Deadeye, where's that low-down critter who helped you kill Banjo Face?
Wonderful Smith? Oh, he ain't around.
Well, I'll just find out. Hey, Smith! Hey, Smith!
Sounds like an auto court, don't it?
I know what'll bring him. Hey, fix a drink for Wonder.
Wait a minute. There was a laugh coming there by Carrier Pigeon.
Just went over. Fix a drink for Wonderful.
Yeah, that won't do it. There's only one thing will fetch that guy.
Yeah, I think I know what it is. Give me them dice.
Y'all looking for a fourth?
That did it. You know, we're wasting time on that record. You know, Wonderful, your ears are too big.
Can't help it, Mr. Deadeye. My pappy used to sing me to sleep long time ago.
You mean he used to walk the floor carrying you?
Nope, dragging me.
Wonderful, they tell me you helped Deadeye here capture Banjo Face.
Help him? I did it all myself.
Oh, you didn't?
Yes, I did. I did it with my Central Avenue knitting needle.
Central Avenue knitting needle?
Yeah, my razor. I can drop one just as quick as I can purl one.
Hey, Wonderful, now you didn't have nothing to do with capturing Banjo Face.
Why, Mr. Deadeye, you was just walking by. I had already caught him.
Now, Wonderful, you know who this man is?
I don't care. I did it myself.
This man is Banjo Face's brother.
Uh-oh. Move over, gophers. Y'all's got company.
Hey, where you going?
Well, I got to go back home now and help my mammy count the kids.
Count the kids? How many kids in your family?
26 heads.
26 heads?
Yep, 26 heads and 25 children.
Never mind all this talk. See, never mind all this talk. We want action. Now let's make them walk out in the desert, boys, and lose them.
Oh, now wait a minute. Banjo Face was no good. I had to shoot him. He was a sissy.
A sissy?
Yeah, did you ever see him eat? Why, he'd wait until a piece of meat stopped quivering before he'd eat it.
Well, hello, Deadeye. What's up?
Me in a few minutes.
Who's the scoit, Deadeye?
Scoit? That's Calamity Jane. She's the only girl in this part that can hit a cuspidor 20 paces. Gee, gal, your eyes look worm holes in an apple.
Oh, Deadeye, you say the cutest things when your head is screwed on tight. Say, Deadeye.
That's the next page, bub.
Who's the monster you got with you?
I don't know. They just hit a building. That's all I know. It's just something we picked up. A lot of germs around lately.
But you ought to stop hanging around them La Brea tar pits.
I don't know. That's where I dug you up.
Hey, where's that guy taking you, Deadeye?
He's going to make me a stiff the hard way.
Uh-oh. I'll get the sheriff.
Yeah.
Listen, fella, you ain't going to make us walk across that hot desert, is you?
Hey, well, you keep still. I ain't going to run, you know.
Yeah, you ain't going to walk either. I can feel you riding piggyback right now.
Yeah, I hope you brought your English saddle because that other one's kind of hard. Wish I had my horse. He'd make a fast getaway.
Oh, that horse, he ain't as fast as he used to be, Mr. Deadeye.
He's fast enough for me. Horse ain't fast enough. How come?
Well, I couldn't make him go, so I held a carrot out in front of his nose.
No go, huh?
Nope. Then I went around the back and pushed him. No go.
No go.
Then I built a bonfire underneath him.
Did he go then?
Nope, but I sure had some nice barbecued ribs.
All right, start walking. I'm going to shoot just to help you all along.
Okay.
All right, you two, start walking.
Hey, did he hit you, Wonderful? I say, did he hit you?
Well, I ain't always had three eyes. I can't go no further, Mr. Deadeye. I'm completely exhausted.
Yeah, I'm exhausted too. Yeah. Why don't you fall down if you're exhausted?
I will as soon as you get off my shoulders. Careful, Mr. Deadeye. There's a rattler.
A rattler? Wait, I'll shoot him. Funny kind of rattler, wasn't it?
Yeah, we've been walking for hours.
Yeah, what does that signpost say?
It says, you is now in the village of Tombstone, Nevada.
Nevada? Well, come on, boy, pep up. Only 12 more miles and we'll be out of Los Angeles city limits. Boy, it sure is hot, ain't it?
Yeah, I'll say it's hot.
What does that thermometer say?
It says, I give up.
Boy, I've never seen it this hot before.
Yeah, let's sit down and rest.
No, I'm afraid to sit down. The whole desert, get up with me.
Water. I've got to have some water.
There's two swallows left in the canteen. I'll drink the first, and then you can have what's left.
Needless to say, folks, I'm a dead duck right now. Well, let's walk over to that lake and sit down.
What lake? That ain't a lake. That's a mirage.
Hey, look over there. There's a mirage that looks like a girl.
Now you're talking sense. Nope, it's just a mirage. Just like the lake.
Well, that lake looks like a lake to me.
I'm telling you, it's only a mirage. Now, come on, I'll walk right toward it and show you. As long as you walk, nothing will happen. Just a minute. Of course, some mirages are wetter than others.
Man, oh man, this sure feels good.
Yeah, I ain't done this since I was a little boy.
You mean you ain't had a bath in 28 years?
No.
How do you do it?
I get good perfume. Hey, look over there. There's a guy in swimming at the lake.
Oh, it's Banjo's face.
Oh, he's dead. It can't be Banjo's face. Must be his twin brother, Mandolin Head.
Hello, Deadeye. Are you surprised?
Well, say, I'm surprised I shot you. You're supposed to be dead.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be dead, all right.
Yeah? Well, what you been doing, drinking that California orange juice?
No, when you shot me, my gold watch saved me.
A very likely story. Now, who wears a gold watch on his back?
Well, I'm Banjo Face, just the same.
I don't believe you. Let me feel your face. Sure enough, Banjo Face. He's right in tune, too. Well, partner, I gotta take you back and keep my word to the citizens. I gotta kill you twice.
You put me down. Where are you taking me?
I'm taking you back to town, back of the old saloon. I'm gonna shoot you in the saloon, brother. Hey, wonderful. Go tell Calamity I'll be back there at 6 o'clock, will you?
Okay.
Come on, brother. We're gonna walk.
Well, it's 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I wonder what time it is.
You're supposed to say, I wonder what time it is, and she says it's 6 o'clock.
Yep. Here comes Mr. Banjo Face now.
Sure enough, and here comes his banjo right after him. Look, there's Deadeye.
Yep, now for that big shooting duel.
Say, wonderful. Ain't you supposed to walk toward each other in a duel?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, look, Deadeye sneaking around in back of him.
Yep. Always fair and square. That's Deadeye.
All right, Banjo Face. I got you covered. I'll count three, and then we'll shoot. Are you ready? One, two, three. Hell, another no good critter's biting the dust.
Well, come on, wonderful. Let's notify Deadeye's folks.
A lady and her little boy. They're walking around downtown, and Junior's become separated from his mother. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little kid. Mommy, Mommy, I love Mommy, dog. Please come and get me. Where are you, Mommy? Come and get me.
Somebody better come and get me before I join the Marine.
Mommy, dog.
Well, hello there.
I am lost.
Little boy, are you lost?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you pay attention?
Now, don't cry, little boy.
You know, my mommy.
Look, little fella, here's a penny. Don't you want a penny?
Made it a nickel, mister. I am really lost.
Well, maybe I can help you, sonny. What does your mother look like?
I could tell you, but you wouldn't believe me.
Well, now, is she tall or short or thin or fat?
Yes, she is.
She's tall, short, thin, and fat?
Yeah, she just don't care.
Tell me, sonny, is she blonde or brunette?
Well, that depends on how she feels when she gets up in the morning. Oh, here she comes. You can run along now,
Junior,
Bob.
Junior, there you are.
Yeah, here I is. I'm the old self again.
Who's that good-looking man you're talking to?
Mommy, you ain't working at the chili bowl no more.
Well, anyway, I'm glad I found you.
No, you're not either. You were trying to lose me. I is lost.
No, you're not. I'm with you.
How do you like that? We is both lost.
Oh, stop acting silly, Junior.
You were trying to lose me, though. I know,
oh,
I know.
Don't be silly. I've tried that before.
Yeah.
Come on now, stand on the curb till the light changes.
Yeah.
You won't cause any excitement that way.
Oh, I won't, huh? Hey, everybody, look. I is a Jap.
Junior. All right, the light changed. Hurry up.
I thought we had a good humor, man. Hey, I ain't tired. Only what we've been doing all day is just walking and walking. I ain't tired of carrying me,
well,
Mommy.
Mommy has to lose a little weight. I'm getting a bit chubby.
A bit chubby?
Yes, do you think I'm more than chubby?
I could answer that, but who is I to get a state guard out of bed at this time of the day?
Mother has to lose weight, you know.
Yeah, you're going to lose weight. I already lost 4 pounds. Yeah, I am so skinny, every time I shake a leg, it cracks like a whip.
Oh, come on, Junior. You can walk faster than that.
No, I can't. I lose me pants.
Now, how could you lose your pants? You're wearing a belt and suspenders, aren't you?
Sure, look.
Junior, you're supposed to fasten the belt and suspenders to your pants.
Now she tells me.
Now, you see?
What?
The light's changed. We're stuck in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
Oh, what do we do? What do we do?
Wait a minute. I got an idea. Here you are. Get your Herald Express daily newspaper. Get your paper. Here
Junior,
you are.
Junior, stop selling papers. You haven't even got a paper to sell.
I know, but I still made 65 cents from the nervous driver.
Catch a big horn. Catch
all
a big
right,
horn.
Lady, all right. We can't hold up traffic all day.
Oh, I'm sorry, officer.
Hey, are you a traffic policeman?
What do I look like, a beef stew?
Well, you eat beefing, and I'll bet you 2-1 you a stew.
Junior!
Now, come on, move along, you jaywalkers.
No, we ain't either. We American citizens. We pay our bills right after the 4th notice.
All right, come on, lady, move along.
Hey, what you bawling us out for? You should be down the street. A big truck just hit 3 pedestrians.
A big truck just hit 3 pedestrians?
Yeah, them new bomb sights are terrific, ain't they?
Oh, a wise guy, huh? Listen, take your kid and move along, will you,
don't
lady?
Don't you yell at my mommy. She's a taxpayer. Show me your receipt, mommy. We'll move when we is ready.
Junior, get up off that street.
Why, I won't get a dirty.
Junior, get up off that street.
No.
You want a car to run over you and get a puncture or something?
I think I'll give you a ticket.
I did get her one. I always get in for nothing, you know.
Junior, I told you to get up off of that street.
No, I... Oh, you hit me. Oh, you broke my widow. You broke my widow.
Broke your little what?
That you did. That you did.
Are you moving along?
Hey, tell me, policeman, are you a public servant?
Yes, why?
I like a glass of water.
I should like to state as follows. This has gone far enough. Now I'm going to carry you to the other side of the street.
Put me down.
Stop kicking me in the stomach.
Put me down.
Stop kicking me in the stomach.
I can't. I'm sending a message to the native. Boy, I ain't hot today, ain't I?
There, now you just run along.
Okay. Thanks for the lift, bud. My feet were awful tired. That won't kill me.
That's okay.
Here, you've been nice to me. Wouldn't you like to have your badge back?
My badge? Why, you little...
Lady present, you know.
Now, Junior, Mother wants to talk to you.
Okay.
What you did to that
policeman... You probably learned plenty.
You know, what you did to that policeman wasn't nice. Why do you do things like that? Why?
I don't know. Why don't you ask me a lawyer?
There.
Ooh. You were connected that time, all right? You look like I'm going to have to practice up on my ducking. Twice in one afternoon is too much. That hurts.
Now, you walk like a little gentleman.
No, I tell you what. You walk ahead. I'll come home someday. I'll see you later. Look like you pick on somebody you shy.
Oh, come on.
No?
Well, never mind. You stay here. I'm going in this ice cream parlor.
Ice cream parlor, she said. Don't get any sawdust on you.
Junior, this is an ice cream parlor.
Oh, so it is. Well, I forgive you what you've done to me, Mommy. Hide me with a tough again. Hide me with a tough.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Now let's go home.
No, let's go in the ice cream parlor.
No.
You buy me some Tutti Frutti or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody you were kicked out of the Campfire Girls because you had no spark. Not...
Now, Junior, that's not so. I got kicked out because I couldn't tie knots.
Don't kid me, Mommy. You can tie knots, all right. Either that or pop the yogi.
Now, you listen to me. Are you going to walk, or am I going to have to carry you like a helpless little baby?
Would you? Hey, look, there's a bakery shop. Let me look in the window, huh?
Yes, but don't flatten your nose out too much.
Okay. Hey, Mommy, get me out of this banana pie before I curdle the whipped cream.
Junior, don't you know if you lean against the glass window, it will break?
No kidding.
I don't know why you do these things.
I never
broke windows when I was your age.
I don't... Well, maybe that's because they didn't have glass when you were my age.
Now, you stand here, and I'll go inside and pay the man for the window.
Okay, I stay here. Well, here I am, all alone. If you're smart, everybody will move back. Oh, look at that office building with a revolving door. Maybe I got time for a couple of rounds. Uh-oh. Here comes the man with a lot of bundles. I can get the door going fast. If I do, I get a weapon. I do it. I will strike the door. You have to go. Put your teeth back in. Well, drunk again, huh?
Oh, I do believe you did that on purpose, didn't you?
Oh, no.
My goodness. Oh, I'm so sorry, sir.
Hmm?
Junior, get away from those bundles.
I was just looking over the stuff he bought. Nope, nothing there we could use.
Get away from me, you little pest.
Don't you hit me.
How to give you a good sound thrashing.
You touch a hair of his head and I'll scratch your eyes out.
Oh, boy, a fight. Atta boy. Kick him, Mom. Kick him, Mom. You hit
me. Don't worry, madam. Don't worry.
He was going to hit me with a pole.
Don't worry. I wouldn't touch that brat of yours with a 10-foot pole. Goodbye.
Hey, Mommy.
What?
I guess I shouldn't made the door go to fat, huh?
Well, don't worry. He probably deserved it,
yeah,
the big brute.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm going to buy you all the ice cream you can eat.
What? Ain't it marvelous what a woman will do when she loves somebody?
Remember, we'll all be back again next week at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Until next week, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is heard on this program by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.